What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Getting Intimate. I am so glad you're here. And if you're listening for the first time, hi, I'm Azaria. Welcome to the fucking club. And if you're listening for the 10th time, or you've already binged a few episodes, or just a couple, I want to say thank you for being here and thank you for soaking up all the juicy content that I have to offer. So let's get intimate. Today, I'm going to talk about all things attraction, all things crushes if you're in a monogamous relationship, because I know this comes up and it actually came up for me this last week. So I'm excited to share my story and how it can maybe inspire you to have a little bit more open conversation in your relationship, and also just acknowledge that attraction is real and it's actually something really, really exciting to experience. And also there are so many different ways to play with attraction energy and to also take up accountability for the attraction and also just open up a line of communication in your relationship. So, story time. This week I was at the water park and we were just there with my husband and my two kids, and the kids were playing in the water park and this family came and sat next to us, and oh my gosh, let me tell you, the mom, I was like, damn, you are a drop dead gorgeous. Like, I was crushing hard, you guys. I was crushing hard. I was like, wow, like I'm so attracted to this woman. She's so magnetic. I was like starstruck. And for those of you who know me, I am married to my husband, and you probably already know that previous to my husband, for the most part, I had been dating women my whole life. I've had boyfriends, I've dated men, consider myself pansexual, but primarily I'm attracted to women. Like, that is where I feel really at home, really juicy, and also I can have a beautiful relationship with men as well. Of course, that's how I was able to marry my husband. Like, I love him so much. So back to my attraction to this other incredible woman. She came up and she sat down and I was just like, I was so mesmerized by her energy, how she looked. It was, everything was just like hitting all of those check boxes visually and like energetically for me. And I was just so, so, so attracted. And at this point in time, my husband was playing with the kids in the water park. And I was just like, I actually could not wait till he came back so I could tell him that I was in love, obviously, and that I was crushing on this lady. And like, I was obviously not showing my attraction to her, but I was definitely like mesmerized, and we were chatting and, you know, just chatting about our kids and stuff like that. But in my head, I was like, wow, like what an incredible energy she's exuding. And I was actually, the most thing that I was excited about was for Riley to come back and for me to share my excitement about this human and like that I was so attracted. And it's interesting because for me, it doesn't happen too often that I have such like an activated energetic attraction. So it was quite surprising to me. And that's why I felt super excited to be in that energy and also really excited to share that energy with Rye. Because what I found a lot of the times, and we practice this in our relationship, I think it's really, really important to practice and recognize what is happening when we bump into situations like that. It's like in my previous relationships, years and years and years and years ago, like maybe when I was a teenager in my early 20s, when I hadn't done a lot of work around my relationships, I would have probably just kept that to myself and I would have kept that secret and I would have internalized my feelings a little bit and maybe I would have like got her Instagram and it would have just seemed so innocent, like chatting back and forth. But I would have kept this energy of my attraction inside of my body. And the more I would probably communicate with that person, the more that would grow and the more it would feel really big in my body. And it like gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And also it gets murkier and murkier and murkier. And the more I would communicate with that person, yeah, it just like activates that like secretive energy that you know you shouldn't be doing that or feeling that, but you're still engaging with that person, even if it's on a friendship basis, but you're not really sharing anything with your partner. This is how I would be in those relationships. And it would just, I mean, it wouldn't lead to anything, but just holding that energy and holding that like secret hidden energy and holding that energy for so long can sometimes really make it easy for cheating to happen, right? Like this is a total thing that can be so, so, so easy to fall into, especially if you aren't owning up to your energy, you're not communicating to your partner, and this part of you just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you make it mean so much. And it's like when we start to attach meaning to how we're feeling, and when we start to attach that like secret kind of holding it hidden, holding it back kind of energy to this idea or this attraction can get really, really, really big. And once those feelings expand and get bigger, we tend to attach meaning to it. And so that's when it can get really sticky and really murky in a relationship. And so over the years for me, especially with this relationship, because I really felt like I owed it to myself and to the relationship and to my husband to really want to create the type of relationship that I've always wanted and always felt really safe in, and also felt like I could take accountability for what's happening and also come in honesty, right? And I think so much of the times we hold so much of ourselves back in relationship in fear of hurting another person or like their feelings, not hurting them in a way that's on purpose, but just like hurting their feelings if we say something the wrong way, or maybe just holding back because we are scared of what we could make it mean, or we're scared of our own power, or we're scared of our own growth, or we're scared of our own truth, right? So many times we hold parts of ourselves back. And maybe we're holding parts of ourselves back that we don't really get to express that much in the relationship. And so when these opportunities come that allow us to express this part of ourselves in a relationship, and for me particularly, like I'm pansexual, I really love women and I love being in relationships with women, and I loved being able to love women and in like a relational way, right? So I saw this incredible woman and that activated in me a part of myself that is currently not super, super charged in my hetero relationship. There are definitely ways that I nourish my queer identity in the relationship. And if you listen to the episode on how to explore your sexuality in a monogamous relationship, I talk a lot about how I nourish my queer identity in my relationship and how you can use some of those tips in your life. But really, it's when somebody comes and activates this part of you that has not been fully expressed or has not been activated in a long time. This is actually the part of you that you are falling in love with and getting excited about. And so often we think it's about the other person, But a lot of the times in cheating, when there's a betrayal or when somebody cheats, it's like they meet somebody and they're like, oh my God, they just made me feel alive. Like I haven't felt like this in so many years. I haven't felt like this in so, so long. I feel like in my relationship, I haven't been able to feel alive or explore this part of myself or share this part of myself. And that outside person is activating you being able to be and live this part of yourself out loud that you've either been holding away for so long, that you've either been holding back for so long. And this is actually the thing that gets us excited about other people. It's not specifically about the other person. It's like, which part of you are they activating that you are holding back or that you don't express as often? Or also that you would like to be. So maybe they are super funny and they are successful at something that you're not that good at or that you would like to achieve. And they come into your life and you see that and it's instantly magnetizing. But really, you're not actually attracted to them per se. It's most of the time you're attracted to the quality that they are activating that you might want to be. And of course, there is just attraction. Like there's always attraction to another person. But I'm saying sometimes it can totally be one of those other options. It's like, what are they activating in me that I like? And this is a really good way to actually think about sometimes, because so often we think it's purely just about the other person, but it's also really healthy to think about, what are they activating in me that is getting me so excited right now? Is it a part of myself that I've been hiding? Is it a part of myself that I am really craving to be? Or are they activating a part of myself that I have been keeping hidden for so long? Or maybe are they just activating this attraction? Like it could just be pure attraction. So it's super, super healthy to be able to take accountability for our attractions. And I think attraction is such a normal part of life. It is such a normal part of being a human being, right? Like sometimes we meet people and they are completely magnetizing. And it is so, so exciting to see or to meet people that we are attracted to. It's actually a very playful energy, but also an energy that really allows us the opportunity to inquire what it is about them that makes them attractive to us, what it is about them that we are maybe craving to feel in ourselves or in our own relationship, right? So this is a really, really beautiful opportunity to just go a little bit deeper with our attractions and our communications as well with our partner. And so the next part of this is really just being able to open up communication with your partner. So for me, this has become a very common practice in our relationship because I want to take accountability for how I feel and also be really honest with everything that is happening in my mind and just be really open with Rye. So I told him, I was like, oh my God, I have literally fallen in love and I'm so attracted and I'm just like feeling all the feels right now because I feel like this woman is amazing just by being. It was just one of those things where I was just like completely infatuated and so excited. But really, after I told my husband and after I was just sharing that with him and he was like, okay, you know, I know you sometimes just get like that. And just as I was talking to him about it and as we were talking more and more about it, I noticed the magnetism and the attraction actually died down a little bit. And I think it's really because oftentimes it's so easy to love the idea of somebody or to think that they are the person that is really awakening something huge and magnetic or really playing with that attraction in you. But for me, it's like talking about it and communicating about it with my husband allows me to be who I am and feel authentic in my attraction. And also, I find it takes that secret hidden, it takes like that energy out of it and it just becomes a fact. Like there isn't like a huge charge behind it. And I find the more that I talk to him about it and the more that I share how I'm feeling, it's almost as if the attraction becomes neutral, right? It gets me down from 100 to 20 because I'm actually sharing how I'm feeling in the moment and I'm sharing what the attraction is awakening in my body and how incredible I feel. And by him holding space for that and also trusting me and knowing that I am so, so in love with him and that nothing is really going to shake our relationship together and that attraction is a normal part, but just him holding and trusting that is really just allowing my magnetic attraction energy to that other woman specifically. It just brings it back to neutral. And by the time we had gotten in the kids in the car and gone back home, I was like, I'm actually good now. She was really cute and really incredible, but I'm good. Like that's it. Like the energy almost played out in my body because we were able to just have a normal conversation around it. He was able to really hold me in that space for the 5-10 minutes that I was like heart eyes. And I was able to really be authentic in what I was feeling in that moment and share my true feelings and share how I was processing this and what I felt. And because I was able to be held in that space, especially being pansexual and having this really, really strong attraction and love for women, was really so, so accepting. Like it put me in a really accepting space. And also then I was able to just really go back to neutral because it was really allowing me to hold a space for myself to nurture the queer part of myself in my relationship. I felt like I could just feel it out. And usually that can get recycled fully. It's like you're able to fully process that experience and it's nourishing on its own in that way. Because here's the thing, if we actually are not able to fully cycle through our emotions and our feelings and really feel them out, right, and really allow them to come up and talk about them and really take accountability for what we're feeling and also bring that conversation to the space, bring that hard conversation to the space and allow it to dissipate naturally, it doesn't really last that long. You're not repressing it. You're not holding it down. And a lot of the times what happens with attraction is we repress these feelings. We repress being attracted to other people. We repress feeling magnetized to other people or a certain way, right? And then we hold it all down. We stuff it like down somewhere because we don't want to share anything with our partner. We don't want to hurt their feelings. And we don't even want to talk about it. We're not even attracted to anybody. Like, no, 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 no. And so then it kind of just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because we're trying to repress it and we're trying to ignore it. And then when we start engaging in communication with those people or we start opening those doors a little bit more, that repression just grows and grows and grows and grows. And as it grows, as I said before, we attach meaning to it. And then it can start to just feel like really heavy and it can feel a lot. And it can activate parts of ourselves that we've been hiding and repressing. So I think it's actually much healthier to have communication around attraction and have communication around what it means to be attracted to other humans every once in a while. For me, it actually doesn't really happen that often. And when it does, I always find it such a beautiful opportunity to look at, hey, what have I not been nurturing for myself these days? Like, what is it in me that I haven't been paying attention to that is really activating this right now? And if it is a full magnetic attraction, I know that I can actually like recycle and like actually process and go through these feelings in a pretty fast level if I actually communicate this with my spouse and just lay it out on the table how it is, because I'm pretty sure after 10 minutes of talking about it and sharing, I'm going to be over it because it was just something that had to circle through my body and cycle through my body in order for me to fully embrace it and fully feel it authentically for it to dissipate, because now I'm not attaching meaning to it. And also we've had the clear conversation about it. It's not a secret, right? It's not something that I'm trying to hide now from my partner. And so I've actually been able to now attach a really, really neutral feeling towards that and also create a safe space for me to talk about this with my husband and also build that trust with each other. Really talking about and strengthening our love for each other in this conversation. So if there is a point where I am attracted to somebody or I just think they look amazing or whatever, we talk about how much we value each other as people as well. Like those things are also integrated in the conversation. It's not just me being like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I just saw this amazing lady at the store and I am just so starstruck. No. It's like, wow, I felt really activated and excited and attracted and magnetized. Sharing like what it was actually that I liked about that and just really talking about what these things are activating in me rather than just focusing that all on the attraction on them. And I think this is, again, such a healthy way of communicating because it is normal to be attracted to other people. And I know it can be sometimes actually really triggering to talk about it with your partner and just like the idea of them being attracted to another person because it can bring up a lot of fears. But being able to normalize these honest conversations and also being able to normalize that you can have these conversations and you can have these feelings that are coming up for you and also be so deeply committed and so deeply loving and create a space for these conversations to happen in a monogamous relationship. It doesn't mean that you are going to break up or leave or cheat or anything like that. It's really just acknowledging that this is a thing that's happening and calling out your feelings as they are. It's really about authentic relating in a way that you are able to share what is coming up and also invite your partner along on the process because there is so much that communication can support in things like this. And a lot of the times it is so easy for us to default into keeping everything to ourselves and keeping everything hidden. And, you know, sometimes when somebody cheats, it's like, oh my God, this is the biggest surprise. Like, I didn't even know, like, you never even told me anything. We never even communicated. Like, this came out of the blue. And I really think that being able to constantly communicate about where you're at and what you need and maybe things that you have been repressing, or if you meet somebody, noticing what things they're activating in you, not necessarily about them, and then talking about it right away with your partner, right? And for me, this was like, okay, looking at how my attraction was to this woman, attraction was like a number one. And then I was like, okay, what's underneath of that? Like, what is actually underneath of this attraction? It was, I haven't really been nurturing my queer identity that much in the past week and a half. So when I saw this incredible woman, I was like, ooh, wow, like this is activating, like, hello. And like, it was waking something really exciting in me. And the thing that I was really excited about was feeling this energy in my body. And that's why I was able to really connect to it and cycle through that really, really fast and recognize that, okay, this actually has nothing to do with this woman. It actually has so much to do with me and how I'm feeling and what I'm not nurturing. So this is just a little story on how you can actually use your attraction to other people and use your magnetic energy towards other people to look at what's happening inside of you and look at how you can communicate this in a way with your partner that allows you to really authentically dive a little deeper into what it actually is that this energy is bringing up in you, or what it actually is this attraction is making you feel so alive. And having these conversations and trusting that having these conversations and that constantly communicating is actually what builds so much strength and intimacy in the relationship is so, so, so incredible. It's just like a small thing, right? Or even though it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so infatuated with this woman over there at the beach. It's like that small thing. I know if I don't open up a conversation with Rye about it and I don't actually own up to what I'm feeling and I take accountability for that, if I don't do any of those things, that is going to snowball because it's really those feelings that we repress and that we hide and that we try to ignore and that we just push away as if they're nothing. When we start to add meaning to those feelings, when they do get bigger and bigger and bigger, that is really what can put you in a murky place because now you're trying to hide these feelings and now you're trying to hide this thing. And maybe now you've attached some huge meaning to it on what this must mean for you and your relationship or your life or how you're feeling. And this energy is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think it's actually really healthy to be in a space where you are taking accountability for your feelings and also communicating what's happening for you. And I know this can take a lot of practice in the beginning and really just taking this as baby steps. So what you can do is just start taking accountability for your attraction in small ways, right? And then you can start bringing it into bigger conversations. And this way, you're actually building so much trust and also normalizing that attraction is, it's a normal thing, and normalizing that you actually, yes, you can completely be so in love in a monogamous relationship and be so happy, and also sometimes just have attraction to other people, and also inquire within yourself what this attraction is meaning and how you can translate that into your relationship that you have right now, or how you can translate that into nourishing a part of you that maybe you're not nourishing in your current relationship right now. Just wanted to share some quick juicy updates and maybe just inspire you to talk about communication and attraction in your relationship, and maybe just like inquire what it means for you in your relationship to feel attraction, or for your partner in your relationship to feel attracted to another person, and how you could actually facilitate a strong conversation around that and actually use this opportunity to dive deeper together and to see like, okay, we recognize this attraction and that's incredible, and can we go a little bit deeper than that? How can we use this to increase all of the juice in our relationship? Or maybe it's just something that they need to talk about and then it's over, right? Like if you truly take accountability and you are honest with your partner, I think it really, really supports in kind of laying all the cards out on the table. And then that person really isn't that interesting anyways, because you've talked about it, you're kind of over it now, and we're moving on. Like sometimes that actually just takes that juice out of it, because there is something that as humans, we love a little secret, and it's exciting to have a little secret. And by communicating stuff with our partners and really taking accountability and being honest, it kind of takes the fire out of it. So that's all that I have today. I hope you got some delicious, amazing gems out of this episode today. If this is activating something in you, if this is triggering something inside of you, I really would love to invite you to sit with that and to look at what is coming up for you and maybe just journal about it and see how you're feeling towards this topic. Because of course, sometimes conversations like this can really activate a charge within us and send us into a little bit of a fear place, or just like trigger us or activate us. So just taking some time to be with whatever is coming up for you in this episode today. And remember to take what feels really good and leave the rest. Sending you so much love into your week. So much love into your relationships, so much love into the bedroom, your orgasms, all the fucking juicy things. Enjoy the sunshine if you have some wherever you are, and thank you for listening. See you soon. And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast, and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com, and I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift, and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.